Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
See, I think right now you're feeling like you're becoming a grown woman. Because that shit you poured in the kitchen, I should have fucked you up. But I let you walk away, and I let you come get yourself together. But bitch, I'ma let you know if you ever pour that shit on me again, that will be your last motherfucking day standing. I promise you that.
What happened?
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, and mental Netflix comedy special. Because in case you forgot, Monique has a comedy special on Netflix now. I hope y'all watching it so she can leave us alone. But anyway, in that rant, you said she said that shit you tried in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I should have fucked you up. Well, you know who she was talking about? Per the neighborhood talk, I don't know if y'all remember this person, but Hazel E. Her mama made some mac and cheese at the neighborhood talk called Mac and Bread. Now, if you look at it, it absolutely looks like a strudel or
I thought it was pie,
apple pie,
mac and cheese casserole.
You know, they're calling it mac and bread. Well, of course, when she posted that you know, the internet went crazy on her because it's Hazel E and she deserves it, to be honest. We know her history with, you know, commentary on colorism, her history with abusive hate speech toward LGBTQ plus, and I'm in the letters and I fucked it up. But us, she's fucking talking about us, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah, posting burning rainbow flags and shit.
No,
saying
all the
F's were gonna burn in hell and all that stuff, calling these girls dark butts and making, start saying shit about dark skinned girls and all that stuff. Hazel E has been extremely problematic. So
I'm here shocked, like I know her.
Right. Because you know her, but still don't. You're like, wait a minute, the girl that looked like she was on Doug.
Okay.
She does like the Doug character.
But Hazel Mayonnaise. Right, Hazel motherfucking Mayonnaise. And so her mama, you know, she posted that macaroni and cheese and people were laughing about it. Well, one of the people in the comments was Countess Vaughn. Right?
Oh my God, what?
This is the winding road of story, right?
Internet is just rich.
Countess Vaughn laughed. Now, we was all laughing, but Countess Vaughn laughed. And out of all of the people that were offering commentary on that disastrously desert-esque macaroni and cheese that her mama made, you know what I'm saying? She chose to go in on Countess Vaughn. Now, Countess Vaughn, it's one thing for us to laugh at her. But
Hazel
I'd be damned,
Hazel E. Because they could both get it.
The one who Iyanla told, pop my butt, pop my butt, and had her looking at the pictures of historical black figures and reciting her the lyrics to the songs that none of us have ever heard. But she chooses to go on Countess Vaughn, go in on Countess Vaughn, where they're saying how, you know, that thyroid problem you got must make your eyes make all the food look good and all this other stuff. Countess Vaughn just posted a picture of herself and wrote unbothered after it or whatever. We love Countess Vaughn. If we laughing at her, that's one fucking thing, okay? Because we can do that. But I'd be damned if Hazel E and her thumb face ass is laughing at fucking Countess Vaughn. I didn't appreciate that, and I wanted to open the floor to insults from you all as well.
No, you didn't say it.
You know, I had a lot of them.
I don't know her enough.
But I'm going to go with Countess Vaughn and be unbothered, because that's correct. As you as you introduced, who remembers Hazel Lee? Like, why should I have words for her? She embarrassed herself in front of the ancestors. So that's enough.
Where's right. Hazel E from? Like, why do we know her?
A pear exactly. tree. She's the partridge in a pear tree. That's what she's from. She literally looks like, you know, some people think like pear shape can be a body. It can be a body type. It can be a gemstone cut. You know what I'm saying? A pear shape. But in her case, it's a face. Hazel E literally looks like a juicy pear in the face. That's what she looks like. She's a fucking partridge in a pear tree. And the minute she fixed her fucking swollen mouth to talk about black people, of people with darker skin complexions, and then the gays, you know, she will forever be underneath my shoe. So that's it.
That reminded me of Rick Ross. Remember when he was like, shout out to pears?
Yeah, I love pears.
Was he high?
Pears. Okay. Pears. He probably was. Rick Ross struck me as this shout a happy, high motherfucker. Yeah, but back to Hazel E.
Ooh.
You know, and the E is for empty. I just, you know, I just want everybody to know that she's a mess, and now we know her mama can't cook. Oh, so it all makes sense, which I call it.
She looks like it.
Yeah.
No
shame. She does look like it. Is her mom?
No, she's one of us. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep.
I want you to finish the question.
No, he knew.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that damn food, you would have thought.
That's, you know, what, somebody that's who she, that's what was used to,
but she is half question. Though, right? Because her mom is half though, right?
Or
is
I it don't another, think so. Her mom looks like a black woman to me. I'm not sure if she's you know, biracial or not, but she looked like a black woman to me.
She's, you know, biracial.
She called Countess Vaughn. She called Countess Vaughn a Oompa Loompa and all kind of shit. And I'm like, how are you going to... That would be like me calling y'all niggers. You know what I'm saying? Like, how... like, the calling can't come from inside the house. You know what I'm saying? She literally looks like them niggas from the Willy Wonka movie. And the girl that drank the grape juice.
Why is she going in, though? Is Countess even paying attention?
No. Countess Vaughn, all she did... I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to show you and I'm going to tell you because I want to know. And you do, too. She literally... let me get to the post so that we can really get to the bottom of this shit. Because I want to know quotes, right? So she literally, all she said was, I got to dig to find it. Because, of course, Hazel Lee's poster at the damn bottom of the page.
Asante, do you have affirmations on your wall, like being Mary Jane?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
This one says, no, those aren't affirmations. Oh, those like, were,
I love that.
When I was planning trips and stuff, I had to, you know, write out the dates and stops and things.
Because old. Yeah. I get it.
We thought you were, you know, making a change. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. I was like, self-help.
Self-help post-its.
I do have some sperm in the freezer. No, I'm just kidding. That episode always fucked me up.
I restarted being Mary Jane, so that's why I thought it was funny. Yeah, because it keeps popping up on my page on, what is it, Hulu? And I was like, you know what?
It's on Hulu?
I think so. Unless, don't get me to lying, but I think it's on Hulu. I started watching because I'm like, what is that show like at this age? I did the same thing with Girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When now I'm like, you know, mm-hmm, older mm-hmm. woman, da da da. And yeah.
Wait, are you still on season one or you didn't move
I'm still
in?
On season one, yeah. I'm like early.
Did you
early.
Finish it the first time around?
I think I watched pretty far in. I know mm-hmm. the episode you're talking about with the sperm. Where she,
yeah, I think that was like mm-hmm. the last episode I watched.
Yeah, I think that's still season one, right? Towards the end, I think.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Was that? I thought that was like season two.
Season one.
I thought that's how it ended, but I don't know because it's been so long. I thought that was the end of season one where he caught her.
I know the first two seasons were incredible of being Mary Jane. Those first two seasons were phenomenal. And it was still good after that.
But you didn't care for the, okay, for the.
But it was just, you know how some shows like how Scandal had the first three or four seasons that were incredible. And then there was a shift maybe in the style. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Didn't mean it was a bad show. It just mean it changed, you know?
Yeah.
But the first two seasons of fucking being Mary Jane, to this day, they make me like, it was just, it was good television. It was good
I think
television.
Too, what happens mm-hmm. is the shows, when they get real good, you know, the first two seasons and it's like blowing up, they start doing too much. That mm-hmm. always happens with mm-hmm. these shows. Crazy plot lines. That's what happened with Scandal. Mm-hmm. Remember?
And she was locked in that building. That's when I was like, oh,
yeah, wow. Her dad was like an assassin or some shit. I was like, oh, okay, God, her enough. Dad.
I liked Papa Pope and Mama Pope. You know, yeah. Candy Alexander being one of my favorites.
Like, right. Yeah. Yes, it just got murky. I was like, okay.
She basically came out of the woodwork from nowhere, and then her mama was in, you know, her mama just came on the show.
Right. So. Right. But I've been watching old shows.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, just sometimes it's cool just to see like what did I remember of this show, because how old were we when that came out, or how long ago? I don't remember when Mary Jane came out. Let me see.
I was grown.
That was maybe like, I was about to say that, I feel like Being Mary Jane was like maybe 5 to 10 years ago. Yeah. Somewhere in that Mary window. Jane.
Was that BET? Oh, it was 2013. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. OT.
That's a long time ago, though. Mm-hmm. How I watched that show at 30 and now watching it at 40. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a completely different experience.
I'm glad you're going back watching the old shows, because the new shows, friend, you've just got to be stopped. I told you that I was watching Love is Blind. It's your fault. I'm watching season 4 of Love is Blind. It is, and I just don't want to be
so
here anymore.
So good, right? Dustin, you started.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Who's the girl named Jackie Aina or whatever her name is?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Yeah, that girl. Who is she? What is she? Why does everybody hate her?
Wait, you haven't started or you only...
And I do not care. So y'all can go ahead. Spoilers. Okay. Don't bother me none. But yeah, I just keep seeing all this conversation about her and her presence on the show, and people really, it's less than favorable. I'll put it like that.
I mean, like, long story short, she got like a quote unquote nice guy. Mm-hmm. I think people are giving him a little too much though. I kind of see through him, but she got like a nice guy, and you could tell she's not used to that shit. Like, mm-hmm. she likes her like around the way filet. So he's trying to talk to her, like, you know, and communicate and be soft and all these things. And she's just like, boss up, man up, be aggressive, like, grab me. Like, why aren't we having sex? You know, and people kind of feel like she's just negative and toxic, and that's how she's being perceived. And then they feel like she's being hard on him, and he's like just a soft, nice guy. But he's said a lot of wild shit too. Like, when he called her a project, he was like, "You're a project."
Like, what?
As in from the projects, or as in something?
No, as in something he has to work on, because she's never had a man like him. And that's when I saw through him.
Like, he might as well have called her said, "You from the projects, okay, and now you're a project I'm working on." Like, he might as well have said that shit.
To me, they sound... No, I ain't watched none of this shit.
You think
I haven't
they
watched
sound
5 seconds.
Matched?
No, it sounds like they need to get the hell on from each other.
They
like,
do.
She's trying to shape-shift him into a different type of man, which you can't make
that
a passive man
be
an aggressive man. That right. would never work.
Right. And same with him.
You can make an aggressive man be passive, but that's another conversation for another time. but it don't go the other way around. And then he's trying to change her into accepted. Like, they just need to... Why are they doing this?
That's the literal question that people have. Why?
All I know is...
And they're not fucking, right?
I don't know.
No, because remember, she complained about that. She said, "We don't have sex."
Usually... Like, sex can be the thing that keeps people, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. in relationship, because they're you know, enjoying the sex.
I don't think he learned that. I think that's where he fucked up. I think that's why she's mad with him, because, like, he ain't learned, like, sometimes all she wanted. Like, she seemed like the type, like, we just need to fuck. Like, she seems very stressed out, but she also seems real cool. So she just need to fuck sometimes.
Are these people black?
But he also, Mitch is black, and she is Afro-Latina or just Latina?
I'll give
somewhere
her Latina,
in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. You know, because she Latina, but then some of the girls, you know, when they a little bit darker, some of them say they Afro-Latina too. So it's like, I don't know. She's not that much darker, but some of them. Yeah, Lula, she's not a Marlon Negra, but some of the girls act like they...
She's Latina, but I don't know. It's just they both need, you know, some time. And you know what's also another thing? We got to remember, these people are like 25.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I don't know why they even have I keep saying that. I don't know why they're doing these marriage-based shows for 25-year-olds. And let me not say that 25-year-olds don't want to, you know, settle down and that mm-hmm. some aren't ready, because you've met people that are 25 and were like already there. Mm-hmm. For the most part, though, I just feel like it's a lot too soon.
Well, there's a demographic. Well,
Marcus Houston is something. Ooh. I mean to cut you out. I mean, no. Cut you off.
And then you cut me off with Marcus Houston.
Which is crazy.
Well,
because Marcus Houston, you know what I'm saying? He married a girl that's 19. Was she mm-hmm. 18 when they got married or 19? She's 19 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's
mm-hmm.
older than us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What y'all think about that shit?
I didn't.
Mm. I don't know, shit. I mean, he was in a group called Immature, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
I don't know.
Which apparently he said that Immature was as big as the Jackson 5. I didn't hear him say that. I saw someone quote that on Twitter.
Okay, so I'm not going to say what I was about to say, because it was literally right here.
So I can't confirm nor deny, but that had me rolling. And I am a diehard Immature mm-hmm. fan. Like, I was 1,000% that girl that had the posters up from Beat magazine and Word Up and all that. And but no.
Did you like Jackson Romeo or Batman?
I liked Batman.
Everybody liked Batman.
Okay.
Which is so random, right? Mm-mm. That's like me though. I always like the one that mm-hmm. no one else
you know,
that no one else sees until that's later.
I just think it's, you know, I know they're a part of an organized religion and they said that they bonded, you know, in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know, y'all. Like, know what the fuck you gonna do with somebody 19? Like, shit is really just getting started in your life at 19. And by the time you're 25, you're
How old was she when you met her that you married by 17. 19? Like, that's the problem.
She was 17 and he said they never had a conversation until she was of age at 18. That's what he said. Right.
Well, that's what you gotta say, you know?
That's what he said, y'all.
We know the jig. I tell y'all all the time, I think so strangely now of the men that I dated when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you be 35 dating a 20-year-old? That's so strange. And obviously, we know why. Because we're easier to mold and, you know, we don't see through them as well as someone that's their peer.
What's the floor for y'all dating wise? What's the number? A casual fun fling. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the floor for you? And what's the ceiling too?
If it's a fun fling, I don't need to know the age. No, I'm
I won't do anything younger than 5 years for me, just because I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
So 35, I think it's probably anything younger than that. You're just annoying for the most part. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I still got to be able to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No. Asante. Wait, so it's 5 years each way for you, friend? 5 years down and 5 years up? We're talking,
about a
casual, you know, fling connection, not a partner.
And you know what? People also look different too. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, a casual fling thing. People also look different too. Like, 50 isn't what 50 was
at all
back then. 50 now is us, damn near. Like, we're not that, you know? Maybe 50.
Mm-hmm.
So 35 youngest, 50 oldest, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anything past that. But I don't know. Who knows?
Asante, I get to go last because it was my damn question.
Well, Dustin used to say, always go second. Oh,
I feel like older, you know, we can go all the way up to, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I feel like 50 is a good stopping place for myself as well. I've actually met some people above 50 that, you know, looked real, real good. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying 50 is the number, but like, you know, if you tell me if the number is 57 and I thought it was 50 and I'm like, damn, you know, I ain't gonna be mad at that. You know, can't be mad at that. As far as the younger side, you know, if we're talking about, you know, flings and things, You know, I feel like guys are nasty for, you know, at a very early age anyway. I feel like 25 is a very good safe number. That's 10 years. I still feel like I'm in my 20s as well. So, you know, I'm not going below 21. And even that is, I'm just saying, like, we at least got to be old enough to drink. That's why, you know, 19 is like, whoa. But, you know, we talking guys, these 19-year-olds be looking like they 32 sometimes. So, just saying.
Yeah, for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, 25 is probably like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it. That don't mean I couldn't meet somebody that was hot in, like, 23. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm at a bar somewhere or whatever. But you have to remember there's an appeal there on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Because then once they find out how old I am, then it just works. So, like, you know, that's cool. As far as, like, older, you know what I'm saying? I could be friends with anybody. You know what I mean? So
we ain't talking about friends. So,
you know, as far as, like, a fling, you would have to be, you know, we have to be physically attracted to each other. So, usually that takes place with people who are, I met a really nice person at my birthday party that was older than me. You know what I'm saying? And they
how much older?
They passed 50. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes,
and
Lord.
Was at the party. And I didn't know how old they were. But, you know, I'm not necessarily.
We talking like 50 is old, y'all.
That's it's funny. Not.
Well, it's 50. It's not old, but it's like, you know.
It's a high number.
I was surprised because the person didn't look like they were 50. So, you know, so it just depends. Like, it depends on the situation and shit. Because I'm going to be 50 one day, too. You know what I'm saying? And I would like to have somebody leave the door open, specifically the back door open for me, too.
Oh,
so, like,
right.
You know. I'm, you know, just, but yeah, I don't want to date nobody no way, right? So, like, I'm only interested in casual, you know, connections and shit. So, yeah, you out, it's summertime, you know what I'm saying? If I'm out feeling good about myself, feeling confident about myself and smelling good, you know what I'm saying? Putting my best foot forward, you know, and I see somebody who just happens to be 24, you know what I'm saying, whatever, we connect like that, we can have us a good time, we gonna have us a good time, shit, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you gotta stay hip, so you gotta know, like, you gotta be a part of, like, what's new and trending and going on currently so that you can remain, you know, have a current POV on things, on pop culture, on music, on, you know, different shit, so you can't never just box yourself into the old people's corner, at least that's my personal, you know, philosophy. Like, I don't ever want to just get in an old ass nigga bubble, you know what I'm saying, and start hating everything, and I don't have shit ain't this used to be like. I don't want to be like that. I want to be, you know, current and stuff. So, yeah, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little, you know,
a little pretty young thing. I just,
love may be blind, but lust certainly isn't.
Got that right.
See, I don't know. For me, it would have to be, like, the conversation. That's always what takes me out of it. Even though, let's not front, like, 35-year-old men don't be out here talking.
They're horrible. Like,
nothing.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know if I could really put an age to that, because it's really just about who you are and what your life is like. But
right,
the conversation is always what just whoop, takes me out of it.
I know people who have been in relationships. I know somebody who is literally 52 and their partner is like 34 right now, and they've been together for like 8-9 years that I know of.
Wow.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? It happens, you know?
It absolutely happens.
They're
Look
really
at Maya
successful,
and Max.
You know?
12 year, there's a 12 year gap with Maya and Max. He just turned 29.
Wait a minute. I was today years old.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Max literally just turned 29 this, like, a couple weeks ago. I just sent him a text wishing him a happy birthday, and it was his 29th birthday.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. You never know.
And Maya's about to be 41
you never
next
know.
Month. So you, that's what I'm like. It really is a person, and sometimes you do meet those unicorns.
There's a difference, though, in dating at that age level, right, and having a difference in age versus fucking with somebody that's 19. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. If it's different to me to date a 29-year-old and have a 10-year age difference or 11-year age difference, you know, versus dating, like I said, being 29 dating a 19 or 18 year old, that's weird to me. You know what I mean? I'm just going to say,
if you're in the teens,
that's weird. That's weird.
You're weird.
That is weird as fuck. Like, what?
I just can't even imagine. Like, a teen?
I don't look at people with a teen attached to their age through the lens of them being adults and having, you know, the possibility of connection or whatever. I look at them as fucking kids. Like, you look at them from it's just a different lens that you view young people through, at least me. I don't look at teenagers and think about sex. I look at them and think about being a big brother. You know what I'm saying?
And being like a mentor.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about the kids in your life, you know, that you meet.
Yeah,
you meet friends who have a 17-year-old son, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand looking at that.
And you feel drawn to them and like, how can I... Like,
because
what can
of
I do?
My relationship with your parent. And so right. I look at you through a loving, you know what I'm saying? Like, uncle, like, different. It's just different to me. So I don't understand people that meet teenagers and then be trying to fuck. That's weird as fuck to me. That's weird.
It's, I mean, honestly, I hate to say it, but it's always predatory. Like, even if it's like not.
It's a power thing.
It is. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, you know, maybe you can't date people of your age for whatever reason. Maybe you have a fetish or whatever. It's predatory. Like, it's just not cool to. I mean, I don't know. I just look at teenagers and I feel like they're not thinking about, like, ooh, who am I going to meet for the rest of my life that's 10, 15, 30 years older than me? Like, they are worried about, like, what's right in front of them.
You know what's crazy though, Tay? They are. And because they're immature. And it's our job to not play into that sort of bullshit. You get what I'm saying? If you do meet a young person that's misty-eyed and romanticizing partnership, your old ass is not supposed to play into that. You recognize it as immaturity because you were once that age. And you know how limited your scope was. And you step out the fucking way. I just don't get the people that would play into some shit like what you're talking about. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either. This is so... I just don't even know why we're talking about the Predator. So it's like, I don't even have anything else to say about it.
I do. Marcus Houston, nasty as hell. And I'm just going to say it. I don't give a fuck. That's nasty that he was kicking it with that girl when she was a teenager. And that they're married. And defending the relationship to the public.
It's scary how common it is, too.
It's very common.
All my partners from that age are over 50 now. Well over 50s from when I was in my early 20s. Like 20, 22. Which is creepy to think about.
I remember people in high school having older partners that didn't go to school, you know what I'm saying, no more.
Oh, yeah. Well, come pick you up in the car and shit. Hell yeah.
I remember all Hell of yeah. that. All of that.
That was very common. Mm-hmm.
So.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention. And then your doctor seems like they have way better things to do and better places to be. Instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel, and helping you along, the doctor is checking the clock. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. Go to ZocDoc.com/friendzone and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/friendzone. ZocDoc.com/friendzone.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dustin, let's pivot. It was your birthday. Happy belated.
Happy. Talk about age again.
Right. Speaking of age, did you have a good birthday party?
I definitely had it.
Loved and celebrated.
I do. And I needed to feel that this year, and I felt it. So once again, my birthday was the reset button I needed to kind of recenter myself and focus on like being a good friend to my friends and the people that I love. So I gleaned a good lesson, you know what I'm saying, from my birthday experience. My friends made me feel so good. A bunch of my friends came in town. Shout out to all of them. I got beautiful birthday gifts. Like it just, and I didn't want to do anything this year. I just wanted to like just chill, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I was able to actually enjoy my birthday. So I really appreciate it. And I had an amazing time, an amazing party. Shout out to Harbor, the nightclub here in New York City. The staff was amazing, took care of us. My boy Rich and my boy Sean, who threw the party, made sure that, you know, my situation was straight and had plenty of room for my guests. And it was just a great party. We had so much fun and a bunch of my friends traveled here for it, which meant a lot, you know, like it just felt good. So, yeah, I had a great birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yay. I'm glad you had a good birthday. Asante, good. What did you do for your birthday?
I was in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. You went home. I still have no idea. My birthday's in like 2 weeks. I'm just moving like a snail trying to figure out what to do. And I messed up because my passport renewal, I didn't get it done in time. I didn't know to be able to like leave. Even though my friend was telling me that she was able to get it within 2 weeks, like expedited. If you already have a ticket, like they tend to honor the ticket regardless of how close it is. So maybe not for my birthday, but maybe something soon. Close to it. Yeah. I just have to figure it out. That's the thing. Planning your birthday can just be exhausting sometimes.
It can. I didn't feel like doing shit this year, so I totally get it. Like I just didn't have any energy dedicated towards it.
I think that's where I'm at, which is weird because I'm not a birthday blues person. I am completely a happy, like, it's my birthday and I love to travel and do something cool. Last year, I did the cabin by the lake, which was really super cute, up in the mountains. So I don't know. It's coming up too close. And then we have so much work stuff like coming up. And it's just, I think I'm just overstimulated.
I was working all through my birthday.
Yeah, like that's so tricky. Because you want to have the time dedicated to it, but I just don't have the bandwidth right now to figure anything out. And Maya, she's going on a solo trip, which I love. Yeah, solo international trip. Obviously, I won't say where, but she's going to be traveling. She was like, just do a solo trip. I was like, I don't know if I, because I'll just sleep if I do a solo trip. I really would. I'll just be knocked out, probably not motivated.
You need the other person there to kind of have some ideas and some motivation.
Right. You need, especially if they're high energy, someone that can be like, come on, okay, so I have this plan, do this. I personally need those people on the trips because I would just stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
When I go on solo trips, I am out, like, I don't have, because you know I'm not a phone person, like I don't be out with my phone like an influencer. So when I'm on a solo trip,
like vlogging,
I just be right, so I just be out everywhere though, like I'm like at bars, like I just like to walk around stores, like I just like to be seen by the people. I don't know what it is, but like when I go to like different countries and shit, I just like to be out. Like sometimes
it's very you though, because you're just that you're like that fun, bubbly, social person that can make friends.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
It's like I gotta like, see, I gotta be with the people. Like I gotta like see what's going on. Like I gotta see like where the spots are. Like the energy. Like what's funny? Why is it funny? Like I like to like get into the shit.
Yeah,
I'm a why is it funny type person too, because I will look at a bitch and be like, "What's so damn funny?" So, you know.
Like, I'd be like, teach me that curse word, or, you know, how to like rag on people. Like, I'd be like, teach me that shit. And like, yeah, yeah.
It's funny because I'm not really like that. I'm a little more to myself, but for some reason, people talk to me. Y'all see that, right? Like, people will just talk to me, and I end up becoming friends with people on trips because they'll just come up to me and just start talking. I don't know what it is about me energetically that people want to say something. So that kind of works, you know, to my advantage, because I'm definitely not like y'all. Like, I'm not going to go up to people and start talking. It ain't going to happen. But somehow, like I told y'all, when I was in Antigua and the European couple were like, will you be our wedding photographer? And I was like, what?
I thought that was about to go a totally different direction.
Oh, what'd you think? I was,
and each word was getting me there. You was like, I was in Antigua and the couple wanted me to be. I was like, oh, what? Yeah,
no. I mean, I've had that happen too, but it wasn't on their trip. Look, no, they just wanted me to like make mm-hmm. their wedding cool because mm-hmm. they didn't have anybody with them.
That's incredible. Just them too.
Yeah, it was super cute. And we're all in all the pictures together. People that I'll never probably see ever again in life, which is That's what I like about traveling.
I was just going to say, like, by far one of the best trips I had was when I went to Turks at the top of this year. Mm-hmm. And, like, it felt like, I don't know, I think I told y'all, it felt like the White Lotus. Like there were other couples there, like, the staff had some shit going on. Like, it felt just like the fucking White Lotus. But it was cool because, when you get there, depending on where you stand, you might have to take a mini plane to another island or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, like, on the mini plane, like, waiting in the lobby to get boarded onto the plane was where we were making friends with people that were going to the same island as us and shit. And we were seeing them all weekend and, like, just always seeing these people. And it's like, we were friends, but then when we left, it's like, we aren't, like, reaching out to each other on Facebook, like, no LinkedIn exchange. Like, it was just for the duration of the trip, and it was all said and understood. We weren't cursing each other out or nothing. Like, everybody was just always like, you know, good morning, what's up? Like, how was your, did y'all go on the boat? Like, oh, make sure you go to the sea bar. Like, it was all kinds of shit. And I love that.
Yeah, that's something like, ugh, I wish I had planned better, because there's nothing like waking up on an island or somewhere else. I really wanted to be by the water, mm-hmm. just like in the Caribbean, swimming, but that'll get figured out. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to pick an island and go.
That would be cute. Claude have been saying that too. Just like more friend trips. Cause I know Kia's birthday trip. Y'all are saying how cute it was. I was super sad I missed that.
I was gonna say before, when we was in Antigua, one of the couples looked like, or it was like a few couples surrounding the bar. I had to ask the bartender, I was like, y'all having like a retreat thing here? Like a freaky, like older person thing? Like,
not a freaky older person thing.
Because the way that some of them was sitting at the bar, like when they were singing Happy Birthday to Kid, there was this white couple sitting there, and the woman, she kept like looking over at the table, and she was like shimmying and shit, and it was like, ma'am, no thank you. And then later on when we were leaving, other couples came and joined them. I was like, oh, they finna like, you know, trade. Oh, okay, this is, you know. Oh,
it was giving, what was that show we used to watch on HBO?
Which one?
Real Sex.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Them nudist places and shit.
One of them.
Like hedonism.
Real Sex 69. Like, oof.
We stayed at a hotel like that on accident one time in Mexico. Me.
How was that?
I'm about to tell, like, we didn't know that that's what it was. We knew it was like an adults only hotel, but we just thought that
but
meant
not
no kids.
Adults only.
Baby, me and Frank. And Fury, actually, me and Frank was on the balcony first smoking. And because we saw these people fucking on the balcony in the open, I was like, Fury, you know what I'm saying? We was like, get out here, like, you know what I'm saying? So we looked like, what the hell, these niggas just fucking on the balcony or whatever. So we thought, but you know, we was in Mexico, so we thought it was just some people wilding out or
some
whatever.
Punch
like,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. whatever. We ain't prudes, you know what I'm saying? So we out there laughing and shit. Swing around the conversation this way and look over here, and the way the resort, you know, the resorts be shaped like U's on the beach sometimes.
Right.
And
right,
we were at
the
part that's immediately facing the water, so we could see the other two sides, right? And so when we turn over this way and shit, we go to talking, and I see some stretch lace, you know, like the stretch lace lingerie where the leggings are clipped to the panties and they got them things like, you know,
the garter.
Yeah, it was like all of that shit bent over and shit. And it was,
yeah.
on a bad body. And I'm like, because, you know, them resorts, them freaky resorts and shit, the people don't never be fine. They always just be people that like to fuck or whatever, which is cool. Like, I ain't hating, you know. You found somebody that like it too. You know what I mean? So
it
that's
was
good.
The way you said it. You didn't say bad body. You said on a bad body. I don't know why.
It was. But I seen it bent over and shit. And I seen a man's ass. He had a low crack. And it was just, I was like, we was just so, anyway, we was out there cracking up, just like how Asante is laughing right now. That's how we was laughing. And we was seeing these people fuck. And that's when we realized what was going on.
Bad body. Yeah. Oh. Low crack.
Mm-hmm. It was people topless at the pool, but I always felt like if I had titties, I'd let them out anyway. Same way niggas walking with their shirt off, I would too. Shit. So that didn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? The titties at the pool, but we figured out quickly what was going on at the hotel.
Now that is hilarious. I always thought those were, like, the concept is cool. I definitely wanted to go to one, but it's true. The people that go there aren't usually
hot. Mm-mm. They all look like they drove RVs there. You know what I'm saying? Or vans.
Cross Trek Subarus.
Mm-hmm. Old Subarus. Not even the new cute ones, the old ones. Mm-hmm. And Nautica vans. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. Like,
terrible. We're terrible. Yeah, Mandy always goes, right? I've seen Mandy post sometimes. She'd, I mean, obviously she can't post the people, but
I don't think, I was about to say, she doesn't go to the, well, like, I know her. Well, shit, she be saying we in a relationship. She don't go to the fucking hotel. She goes to, like, the
events,
the
Fridays, that they have.
I feel like. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Like, when she stay at hotels, you know she bougie. She don't, like, if she's going to fuck at a hotel, she's going to stay at a classy hotel. She's not going to stay
right.
That's so funny that I just did all that.
It's the truth.
But she's right. We're in a relationship. Yeah.
But yes, I just was curious because we all have our birthdays around each other. So with the birthday plans, but I don't know. Knowing me, I'll just go to a restaurant, be at a restaurant having a good meal, come home and call it a night because I'm just going to be too tired.
Friend. I've been meaning to say to you, this is so random, but I hope you are safe out there. I did not realize. I know you said stuff be popping off in Portland.
Yeah, I
did not realize. Wait, what did really you see? Fran on Bad Hazel.
Stop it. I'm thinking he about to tell me about some robbery
Crime
or some
Stoppers
shit.
Or some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The way I've seen it,
West.
On Baddies,
aka the Friend, citizen
on
app.
Baddies West, because for real, for the past 2 weeks they've been in Portland.
What?
Last week, doing, you know, it was they had appearances. You know, Portland paid the Baddies to come out there, so they showed up. The week before, they showed them in Portland, and it was having a good time. The week after that, Portland was the club was packed from wall to wall.
A club in Portland with black people.
I think it was mixed, but I did see a lot of people of color. I did see a lot of people of
real
color,
black people too. Not,
it was crazy,
like, right? Not like
not college graduates. You know what I'm saying? It was like
niggas. Yeah,
you know.
Like, they look like they had sets to rep and everything. I was like, what?
I mean, I know that out here is just like, where? You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever club this was is where they at, and I don't want you know
unless
where
you're
because they were so packed. I mean,
you know what's funny though?
I
worked out with someone a couple weeks ago, and they work out in like the hood, but I didn't know that.
Okay.
And because I don't know what the hoods are. I'm like, it's Portland. Ain't no fucking hoods. Mm-hmm. No, there's a hood because I went up to this gym and I was like, oh my.
Good.
It was crazy. I ain't never seen so many black people in one place, and it threw me off because I was like, oh shit, what the fuck, what is this neighborhood like, where are y'all at?
I love it. People would consider like Harlem to be the hood, you know what I'm saying? And it trips me out when people think that Harlem is like, what the fuck is the hood, first of all? You know what I'm saying?
We talk shit, but like any place where a lot of black people are is what people call the hood.
They call it the hood. What makes it the hood to me is these gentrified people that's moving in starting trouble. We all doing just fine. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the motherfuckers that's got the problems.
I mean, look how they turned Harlem upside down.
Yeah.
My poor Harlem.
You know that Siggy's yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
My homegirl wanted a deli. She was like, y'all got Siggy's yogurt. Oh, child, it's the ghetto now. Like, she always says that when white people start gentrifying shit. Sorry, Siggy's.
Speaking of the hood, I saw the new Tiana Taylor movie.
Oh, what did you think? What did you think? Because the trailer looks fucking incredible.
I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. It was definitely like... I mean, it's kind of what you expect it to be, you know, like as far as the story and where they're going with it. So I can't really say it was like, you know, whoa, like groundbreaking. But I think everybody in it did such a great job.
Her performance,
Her performance was great. The guy that was playing her son, we saw him through like three ages. Yeah, three different ages. It's kind of like a coming of age story for him. And the little boy that played him, oh my God. Like, it always shocks me. How can kids be this good at acting? Like, their facial expressions and knowing how to capture the feeling of the moment? Because they're so little. It's like, what do you know about this moment? You know what I mean? Like, it kills me sometimes.
It does always throw me. I'm like, where did this child pull from? Like, how did they know?
Where is he pulling from? And he's like four. So, but we forget kids sometimes, you know, they have their own universes that they pull from. So he was incredible. All the guys that played the son, Tiana, of course, did incredible. And there was I wish I knew the actress's name, but there's a young lady that plays her best friend, and I love their friendship in the movie. It made me kind of emotional just because it reminded me of my friend groups. Like, I've never had, like, you know, like, you'll meet women that have trouble connecting with other women, or they'll be like, oh, I don't fuck with other girls.
Yeah, like, I hate people you like know. That.
They'll just say they feel more comfortable around men. I've never had that experience because every woman every woman I've been friends with, like, it's just always been some lifelong shit. Right. Like, and we love each other super hard. I know that's not the situation for everybody, but I've definitely made that a thing in my life. And seeing that, I feel like we haven't seen a lot of that in movies. Like, their relationship is so beautiful.
And real.
So beautiful and real and loving and supportive, and how they held each other back, had each other's back. So,
was it theater packed?
Good movie. No, it was just us two and a white guy.
Damn, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, which shocked me. I was like, damn.
I'm going to see it this week.
Also, consider where I am, though. But you got to consider where I am. I was about to
say, did you see it in the hood, though?
No, right? You got to consider where I am. And even, like, when I went to look it up, there weren't that many showings. Yeah. I think there was probably, like, four.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I went to the one that's the theater that I'm, you know, comfortable going to, because I just go to that one. It's smaller. And, yeah, there was only three of us.
I'm going to go see it this week for sure. I got a lot of work
to
do.
I'm curious to see what you're going to think. Yeah, I think they did a great job. It's definitely a movie that is going to help elevate her career, I feel.
I hope she gets all the looks from it. I haven't even seen it, but I hope she gets all the looks from it. I think she's an incredibly talented artist overall. And I hope this does what it needs to do for her, for real. I hope she takes it all the way to the fucking Oscars.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm just a sucker for New York movies, too. I was telling Claude that because he was asking me how it was. And I was like, I just love movies with a New York backdrop. And it was crazy because they shot some of the scenes and a lot of the B-roll on my old block, which is crazy in Harlem. Wow. So that kind of made me emotional, just seeing my building and... You could see my window, like, you could see my street, my bodega. Like, it just was like, it was tearing me apart, especially being out here and just having that. You know, you get homesick still. Yeah. So that, I love New York movies. Like, I just find them so special.
Me too. Just it's so the perfect special. Backdrop to tell so many different stories. Like, sometimes when I just...
It's such a melting pot of people and cultures and stories. And so it's like, you can really go anywhere with a New York story. Like, it's not going to be any one thing.
I love walking through New York City. That's always been one of my favorite parts about living here, is like walking around the city. And I'm also really glad I just looked at the fact that my computer charger was not connected to the outlet.
Ooh.
So I'm going to bend on down and I'm going to continue my story. We'll be back in about 5 seconds.
That's the scariest that happened to me 2 weeks ago.
And I'm back.
I was on 2%.
Okay, like milk. Now
you would.
But I love walking through, walking around New York, and sometimes I have my AirPods in and I listen to music, but sometimes I don't. I just enjoy the sounds of the city, and I overhear so many like different interesting conversations, you know, when I'm walking past people eating at restaurants or people on the phone talking shit or groups of people walking, conversing about whatever. And I'm like, it's just so many fucking stories like that are going on right now in this city, right. Just yep. in the shit that's around me. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Just imagine
just in your one block.
The yep. different areas of the city that reflect different status or different experience. And that, you know, the fabric of those stories, it's just crazy to me sometimes. Like, New York is the best city in the world. I don't care.
Yeah, I miss that too. Just walking through the streets, just energetically, there was, especially in the summertime, like when it's nice out and everybody's out, just it's like that energy is unmatched. And not on some Peeping Tom shit, but also when you look out the window and see all the lives in the different apartments, something about that, you know, it's yeah. like you see this guy who's by himself and then this group of girls that are, you know, roommates, you see the family, just she all cooking. The different configurations. Yeah. yeah, this one cooking, it's sitting on the couch. This one you could tell went through a breakup because they haven't left the couch.
Somebody working out at home, somebody arguing with their dog. Yeah,
someone with their workout shit in the living room. Like, that always was cool to me because I lived in a building that was like super tall, like 40 stories when I was younger. And then across the street, you could see all the other buildings and complexes, especially in the projects too, where it's like a lot of stories going on. So
that's what I've always loved about New York, the buildings. Just like, all, like especially in like the buildings. Downtown or midtown or whatever, like all of the buildings, a lot of buildings you've been in, some buildings you've never been in, some buildings you were in before when there was another building. Like, I always think about how crazy that is watching all that change. And I haven't even been here that long. So that's like, whoa, like I can only imagine how it is. I was with somebody when we were at the City Winery. Oh, shout out to Soup. He made this shirt, actually.
Okay.
He was saying, it's funny because his name is super ugly. It's funny. He was just telling me where we were at the pier. Oh, yeah, when we were at Mandy's show at the City Winery. He was talking about how the pier used to be like a skating rink or something else. And he was like, and how people was like shooting over there at one point, just how different it was. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. All of the history in New York that I'll never know. Mm-hmm. And all the buildings that I might not ever go into, or the buildings that I get to go into, and the floors that I'll never see, with all the wondrous things. Some people might be planning on taking over the world. Other people are planning on taking over the galaxy in these different floors. Some people are living in these floors and you don't even know. Some people have been working their asses off and then they randomly have like spa amenities or whatever at their jobs. Like, I just be wanting to know. It's not like I need to know or I'm going to move in or anything, but she's like, I just want to see all the buildings. And walking around feeling all those like magnetic pulses in New York City has always been cool to me.
Yeah, and how weird, like, how the thing about New York too is like, you'll have a project and then right across the street you'll have a building where people are paying $10,000 a month in
for
rent.
A studio
like just across the street. And I remember when Claude first started like coming up for real and getting placements, and he was starting to move into like dope ass cribs and stuff. And I would just be like, whoa, it was so fun. That to me was the most fun of his rise, because to see the apartments, like he went from like the apartment where you're finally out your mom's house, like the first one you get, right? Where it's like, it's not super nice, but it's cool.
It does what it has to do.
Yeah. It's yours and you're hyped and like, you got your little raggedy kitchen, but it's yours.
You keep it clean, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just like, then I remember when he got rid of that one because he got another placement, and then he got like a dope building where he had a neighbor, where not his neighbor, but I remember coming in the elevator and it was like Lenny Kravitz. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we different now. Like, this is different. this ain't, you know what I mean? This ain't the little East Side job.
Things
so.
Are changing, hell yeah.
And that's what I think, New York is just a fascinating place because all these people are mixed together, you know?
In
and
such
I remember
close
that.
Proximity.
Yeah, because where I lived, it was on Madison Avenue, which if you know anything about Madison Avenue, once you get to 99th Street, 100, that's quote unquote the hood. Mm-hmm. But anything under that is Madison Avenue.
Madison fucking Avenue.
Like,
couture
shop.
Boutiques, one couture. After the other. Yeah.
So imagine being a kid that was in that the middle of that, you know, going walking down to observe how the other side lived and being like, How?
And it's a bunch of private schools and shit right over there too.
Yes, and Baruch mm-hmm. is over there. Mm-hmm. Like all those little like China Dalton, mm-hmm. like all the little private schools that like the really wealthy mm-hmm. people's kids go to. And yeah, such a trippy experience. And then you'd walk past stores with like diamonds in the window, mm-hmm. like the big necklaces that you see women wearing mm-hmm. at the Oscars and shit. Mm-hmm. Just trippy.
Crazy to see that.
While you going to go try to get your bread and cheese.
Mm-hmm. If I was like making real like hella money in New York, there's no way I would not raise a family in New York City. Like if I had like penthouse money or like, you know what I'm saying? Would. Like, I know people are like, oh, how could I ever raise a child in the city? But it's just like, if I had that dollar, that, like, no brainer. Like, I would want to have a city kid so for bad. Sure. Like,
I get like that, too, because I've been torn about that. I don't think I'm going to have kids. It's something I'm still like, I don't know. But mm-hmm. if I were to, I think for me, I've always been torn because there's a part of living out here that's nice. It's like a peace. An mm-hmm. ease that I feel like a kid deserves, you know, where they can cross the street peacefully. There's not like a bunch of cars and you're mortified about them commuting to school. It's just a different energy. But I feel like there's a sharpness that you gain from being at that type of city kid. And mm-hmm. you do grow up a little bit faster in ways that I think are useful. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. like I was able to kind of move around a little different. Mm-hmm. I'm more alert, mm-hmm. I think. And my like situational awareness, mm-hmm. I guess you'd say, is just a little yep. different because a everything moves so yeah. fast. Yeah, you just have yep. to always. But then I'm like, is that a good thing? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'm like, can't a kid just be a kid? Does they have to be fucking hypervigilant on every block they walk on? So that's why I say I'm torn sometimes because I don't know.
I get
that. Could just be, you know, it's like, let the kid be
I'm
a
sorry.
Kid.
Look, that's one thing my child gonna have to deal with later on in therapy. I'm gonna just have no, to make that decision. That's probably gonna be one of the few decisions I'm gonna have to make for their ass. Like, look, I know, look, I'm living in New York with your ass. I'm tired too.
Right. So you're know always what I'm on saying? High alert. It's like your yeah. nervous system is so guarded. And yeah. bracing as soon as you close your apartment door, you have to say a prayer every time you leave your house. You just gotta be like, God, may I make it back home today? Because you just don't know. And that's the part where I'm like, you know, not saying that out here, obviously they get down, but it's just a little bit different, you know?
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, clearly.
Look, just real Baddies quick, West. Going right back to a Baddies West and that club friend, the Baddies wasn't even fighting. Mm. It was everybody else mm-hmm. in the club. Like, what? The club, mm-hmm. it wasn't even the Baddies. It was the people, the Portland people was going wow. Like, it was so packed. They were like sardines and they were swimming and swaying. And I guess some people might have came out with issues with other people or they just developed these issues on the spot. Oh, who knows? Shit. Either which way. Fight number one sparked fights number 3 to 5, and then fight number 2 came back over to try to start number fight 7. Like, it was like, oh my God.
They would not stop fighting. And the DJ wasn't making it any better because he was yelling shit on the mic like, damn, y'all chill out. Y'all act like y'all ain't never seen no bad bitches before. Chill out. Y'all chill. It was so ineffective. Like, nobody was even listening, and it was pissing me off. God. And I wasn't even at the club. So, you know.
Not this side of Portland.
It looked lit, though. The club was, it was cute. It just was, they just kept yeah. fighting, you know what I'm
they
saying?
They got some nice spots out there.
I gotta watch it, because I'm curious now. That's the thing. I don't know anyone who would go to the club to even ask. Like, you where would that have been?
You didn't know that the Baddies was in town? I mean, they're the hottest.
What would y'all have done
town?
If y'all would have seen when the camera panned the crowd and I was just back there sweaty, like, standing...
Nah, friend, you know when I really would have gagged is if I'm watching the show and then Cass like, so we all hit the stage and I look out and I see, oh my God, is that Hey Friend Hey?
And then you make your way to the and stage. I'm like, it's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe. Yeah.
Remember the India Love dance from the bitch.
Do it, like,
please. That's one of my favorites. That's one of your greatest hits, friend.
No, but I had no idea. You see, it's like, I don't know where they
Wow, it's just so amazing to me that you didn't get that. I mean, it was all over everywhere. Everybody knew.
This is the Friend Zone.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm gonna ask Zaya if she know where all the hood stuff
is. You know what? Zaya might know. I feel like she might know. Cause I told you when I pulled up to her show, I was like, oh shit.
See, so she know where the niggas be at.
Yeah, it was shocking. Even though, like, you know, Portland has Nike and Adidas and Puma headquarters. So a lot of it is New York people that work out here. So I'm like, that's cool, but you know, I did go to a spot though this weekend. Damn, I can't remember. Two Wrongs.
They got Soul Cycle.
And then it's called Two Wrongs. And it's like a spot. Mm-hmm. Like, I was shocked. It felt like New York. But it was so musty in there that I just couldn't stay. It was crazy. Everyone looked so good.
But smelled so bad. See ya.
It was crazy. I was like, everyone, you walk in, everyone is dressed super cute. Cause you know, it's the Nike Town black kids, like with their cute sweaters and da da da. But it smells so bad in there. I was like, I can't.
Do they serve food? Was it some stinking ass food?
Like, was they cooking? No, it's like, cabbage. I think it's a bar. I think it's just a lounge bar type thing. Cabbage. They got like little bites. Like, I don't know.
What was it? Limburger cheese. What's that funky ass cheese? Limburger. That's what it was.
But it was packed. It was packed in there.
Maybe that's why it was stinking though. It might have been over capacity.
Because there was so many people outside, I thought it was a line. You know, I was like, get somebody else.
Walk right to the front, girl.
And then
this boy tried to cuss us out the night of my birthday party.
Why? Because you passed them.
It was so funny because it wasn't even like, I wasn't even mad. It was just funny. We got out the put a pin in your story because I did not mean to interrupt you.
No, that was literally it. I just was saying I found a cute spot.
Long story short, after my birthday party was from 5 to 10, right? So after it was over, we went and grabbed food at this spot and then went to my other friend's party who was having like a later evening party. So when we got up there, it was a line at the front of the door and shit. And I was like, we literally just walked to the door. And the dude was just like, all right, I got y'all right here, whatever. So this boy gonna walk up. and the dude was like, can I help you? Like the doorman. And the dude was like, well, I'm just coming up here because. Well, I'm just coming up here because I feel like everybody's just cutting in line. So that's what we doing. Me and my friends, we all turned around. And it just turned back around. Like nobody even said nothing. The doorman didn't even say nothing to the nigga. He just was just standing there on that shit by himself. And we all was laughing and went in. And I don't even remember seeing him no more. Like, I don't even know if he made it in or not.
Wow, so he definitely secured
it. It was so funny though. I'm like, I just everybody motherfucking walking up to the door. Which we did. But that's what we did. Shit. And maybe you should
have
did it
and
too.
And if you have those connections, you know.
I didn't even know the doorman. I knew the person who threw the party. And I didn't even say their name. We literally just walked up to the front. You know what I'm saying? And we got in. Like, I'm sorry you couldn't do that. You should have thought of that. Dumb. But all this tough guy shit that we literally laughing at. Like, it was so funny. He was so mad.
And you had Crystal.
Well, Crystal wasn't with us there. She was at my party. Yes, she was. Popping bottles and turning the fuck up.
She texted me like, I am at the club, y'all.
Sitting on couches, okay? With an L and popping bottles. We had so much fun. She made me feel so good. And we really had a good time together at my party. She was in full Crystal form. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Full Crystal form. Like, that's all I'm going to say. We had a good fucking time. Drew was there. Who else was there that y'all would know on the show?
Oh, Drew.
It was just a lot of people. I ain't even finna go through all that, but it was just a lot of fucking people, and it was an amazing party.
What club was this?
Harbor on 46th Street. That? It's the old, I can't remember what it used to be called, but the roof opens up. It's on 46th Street. Yeah, it's really dope. It's on like 46th and 12th, like off of the high.
I was going to say, this is giving me when you had to walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, now not anymore because we have money and can take a cab.
We had to walk.
But back in the day,
Green Mile.
You remember?
Yes,
you get
off
the train mm-hmm. and have to walk. And then for us, it was worse because we'd have heels on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have a little dresses with puff coats mm-hmm. looking crazy. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be cold outside. And you're walking from the 3 and 2 train.
The 7th to 12th.
Or the A or the C and walking to 12th Avenue. Oof.
Those
do not
the
miss
days.
Those days.
But them was the best parties mm-hmm. in the world, though. Low key.
It was. And then you'd leave at like 4 or 5 in the morning, feet mm-hmm. hurting to walk back to the train. Now you're drunk, tired, in pain, and having to take the train back up to Harlem.
That's exactly why we walked up to the door. We was tired. We had been partying.
Dues.
You know what I'm saying? I spoke to people in line and shit. Yeah, hell yeah. I was it was at this place called The Dean, I think, on like 39th or something, but I've seen people I knew in line. People knew it was my birthday, so they were showing love and shit.
Oh,
and I walked right to the front of that motherfucking door, shit. And
like
we walk right in the club. And I don't know arrogant shit, but like that's you don't know how to cut a line at the club. Like everybody, like that's 101. Asante, when we was in Brooklyn at time, what did we do?
Walked right to the front.
Walk right to the motherfucking front and got in that damn club. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's the first thing you got to figure out is how can I not wait on this long ass line?
And I'm not.
Do people dance in the club anymore?
Some, yeah.
That's if they dance in a line.
Some clubs, yeah. Some parties are designed for you to dance. There's certain parties where they play like more house music or more music without a lot of lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Just beats, heavy beats, drum beats that encourage you to dance all night. People know you're going to that party to dance all night. There's other parties that are just like going to the club. And sometimes when you're in the club, I never rolled my eyes at a sound. I wanted to fight a sound. Why am I angry at a sound? But anyway, there are some club experiences where like, you know, like people was dancing at the club at my party, people were dancing. We were standing on couches. People you know were standing on couches dancing.
Not
people y'all
know
personally. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people were dancing. Hell yeah. And if you...
Because I always think now with social media, everybody's on their damn phone,
mm-hmm.
on IG Live, like, you know, tweeting. I'm like, do people even have fun like we used to? Because we used to come out of the club sweating.
Yeah.
Like your whole shirt would be drenched or your whole outfit.
Sometimes, yeah. I think like a great example of that is like the Everyday People parties. You know what I'm saying? When you go to an Everyday People party, you know you're about to dance your ass off. Like that's why people go. You go to dance. So it's different events that call for that. Some shit you do kind of want to just stand and look, you know.
And be cute.
Well, I'm a guy, so it's different. You know what I'm saying? We be on that. Some parties, you stand there and just be hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might bob a little bit to the music or rap your words to your favorite song. But, you know, in general, you know, less is more. Baby, be cool, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got to be cool, shit. But sometimes you go to party. You know, you're going to dance. And so, you know, you interpret the coolness through your dancing prowess on the floor, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's rare. Also, if you're in New York, my friend throws a party called Afro Kinetic.
Mm-hmm.
Afro and then Kinetic is K-I-N-E-T-I-C. You could just look them up on Instagram because I don't know if they're at a like steady place right now or if they just like kind of bounce the party around, but go on their Instagram. Now that party, you're gonna dance.
See?
It is so much fun. If you like you know, like black house music, like that classic dance music too, is so much fun. That's probably one of the few parties left that I feel people really go knowing they're gonna have a good ass time.
So two things, friend. Number one, can you set up the group message so that we can walk up to the door at that party too?
That would be so cute.
Thank you for doing that. That's a real request of you.
And I'm gonna be in New York in a couple weeks. So,
let's go on and make this happen. Okay.
Okay.
Let's braid this threefold cord. Also, they play house music, deep house, like that song where they be like, how I play to stay, spread all your booty on the butter knife, make my day.
Spread
your booty on the butter knife.
You would. Mm-hmm. But yes. Oh, you know what? This just even announcing that just made me realize I had announcements that I should have done at the top of the show, but it's okay. So Insecurity is nominated for 2 Webby Awards.
Come the fuck on.
Hey.
Come on. So funny.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you, which is awesome. We're nominated in the TV and film category,
yes.
And we're also nominated in the entertainment category.
Period.
So I'm going to include, which is crazy, I'm going to include both links down below.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so bomb for our team to get a Webby. Last time we were nominated, we honestly didn't really push much. We just kind of mentioned it casually because, you know, me and Crystal are weird. But I was telling her, like, I think it would be cute for our team to have a Webby. You know,
two
we worked hard on
Webbies.
That show for 2 Webbies, right? We worked on that show for 5 years, really hard. Such a great team. So she was like, you know what? I'm mentioning it. So I'm mentioning it. I'm going to post the links. Yeah,
I'll
I think we're like in second place.
Hell yeah.
I think we're in second place in the entertainment category. And then the TV and films are going to be a little bit harder because I think we're up against like Game of Thrones and Disney. And that's like challenging. But who knows? Show us your love and support on both those categories, and hopefully we can move up a little bit.
Well,
so
congratulations, y'all. Any way we can support this and get the vote out. Let's rock the vote.
Please. I think that'll just be so cute for us. I want to have a little Webby on my shelf.
Yes.
And then the last thing is I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. I know I mentioned it, I think, on last week's episode. On Saturday, April 28th. I think the event starts at like 4 or 3. There's like a mixer early on, and then we have the fireside chat, and that's for the Living for We podcast that I'm producing, where we're going to just kind of get into it. It's just a really dope, intimate gathering that's going to center the local Black women in Cleveland. Like, this is literally for them. That's why I'm coming out there and talk about the show, talk about their experiences, and really just celebrate the project as a whole. So that's another link that I will leave down below. That's like an Eventbrite ticket you just grab, and hopefully I will see you guys there. I'm also going to post the flyer for it on my Instagram, which is just Instagram.com/HeyFriendHey,
mm-hmm.
so that you can go to my bio, click that. If you are in Cleveland, Ohio, I would love to see you. It'll be super fun. I tell y'all, Jade is popping through with me, so we're going to have a little
She's bringing the rocks, weekend. The Cleveland rocks.
We'll have a little girls' weekend. Really, it's just she's going to visit her grandma, too, who's out there. So it'll be cute. But come check us. Come hang out with us. Yes. Have some drinks. Come chit chat. Get some hugs. Some conversation. And
go up there and watch my girls' backs for me, Cleveland. Go up there and watch my homegirls' backs for me. I appreciate y'all. Do me a solid. Go look out for
right. So those are just the announcements that I wanted to get out of the way before we got out of here. Do you guys have anything else that you want to say before we jump off?
Shout out. Speaking of Jade, shout out to her and Noah. They called me and gave me a birthday serenade yesterday.
Oh God. On
FaceTime. They sang an entire song to me. I'm not gonna say
that
what
is
song
so
it was,
damn cute.
But they did, and Noah danced, and it was beautiful. And I think she's such a perfect child. So
she is. I miss Noah so much.
I told Jade, now this here, this is one thing you did right. Noah.
Oh,
I said, hey,
your
culinary skills as a chef, I'll never say nothing negative. I'll never take that for you. Them two things you did right. Everything else. You know. A different discussion. But Noah serenaded me yesterday, and it really made my birthday special. So shout out to Perfect Noah. That's all.
That's so cute. Anything you want to say, Asante, before we get our butts out of here?
If you are subscribed to our Patreon, don't forget that this is the last week that we will be talking about the Netflix show Perfect Match. It's episodes 11 and 12 that we will be discussing. We'll be giving our final thoughts on this as we conclude this series. And after that, we will be doing movies. I believe movies from the 90s is what's going to be coming up first. So if you have any ideas, more than welcome to leave those in the comments over on Patreon as well. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we don't have to choose them per se, but we, you know, just some ideas to look through.
Because
if somebody put something, I mean, if somebody put something crazy.
See, but
I
actually might put a pin in that because there was a prompt put out on our Patreon asking what people, what our patrons would like to see next in the new season of The Binge or La Binge. And there's like 70 or 80 comments, and I'd say like 90% of them.
Beef.
90% of them want to see Love is Blind season 4.
Oh my God.
It's so good though, so I understand. And then, yeah, the rest want to see Beef, which I watched. Did y'all watch?
Mm-mm.
What's
it's
Beef
a new show.
Safe up in the streets.
It's a new show on Netflix with A24.
Oh, with Ali Wong?
Yes. And Steve from Walking Dead that played Glenn. You remember? Oh, I don't know if you watched. But they're the leads, and it is so. You know what? It's good. It's good.
Well,
the
Walking
writing
Dead.
Is really good. The acting is really good. Well, Walking Dead was good. It just got old, but this show Beef is good.
Oh,
was the Walking Dead the
Peggy
show
Bundy
that
was on?
Bernie Mac's
What's
wife
the show
was
Peggy
on?
Bundy was on too.
No, Bernie Mac's wife.
You know what I'm talking? Khalida Smith.
She wasn't on Walking Dead.
Wasn't she on Suits? Or no, what's baby girl's name from Suits? The bad Gina Torres, or Gina?
Gina Torres was not.
Wasn't she on Suits? I love her. She don't take no
Y'all
shit.
Oh, she was on. She was on Z Nation. She was on.
There was only one.
Well, no. He's playing. I was being serious. I was talking about Z Nation because Bernie Mac's wife did a pivot, which I thought was crazy. Because, you know, she was Bernie Mac's wife on the show, but then she was on Z Nation, which is like a zombie show. So when you said Walking Dead, I thought zombies. I thought about
she
her
had
being
exposed
there,
teeth on the show. was she like biting people? And was she, what kind of zombie was she?
She wasn't a zombie. I think she was like
killed the zombies.
No, she was. Yeah.
One of the actresses from Black Panther, I think, was on.
Yeah, Denai, I believe, was on there, right?
Yes, and they had her in a terrible wig.
Oh, she was the one that had the dreaded wig?
Yes, yes.
Malachi or something.
It irks me so much, like, because I don't understand how we are so far in technology. Michonne, yes, Michonne. Why do they, like, okay, so I saw this movie. I think it was on Hulu. Have y'all seen it? It's called Bruised or Bruiser.
Bruised with Halle Berry.
And it's with Trevante.
How about the boxer?
No, it's with Trevante. No, he's like, I don't want to give it away because I almost gave it away. It has to do with him and like a woman he used to be with who's now married to someone else and raising a kid.
Okay.
And like he comes back to the town. It's a really interesting story because it just was something.
After his father gets into a fight at a bowling alley, Darius begins to investigate the limitations of his own manhood.
It's actually good because it's different. It's like a movie you've never seen. Okay. And I can appreciate that, you know, when it's like, oh, this something is different. Fresh. But they put him in one of those wigs and I just... It takes you out of the movie because he looks silly, you know? Like, why didn't they just leave his hair?
A 14-year-old boy turns to a charismatic loner for help after being beaten up. It's a debut about fathers, families, and the effects of fighting. Is this the one you're talking about?
Yeah. Yep, that one. Is it Bruiser or Bruiser. Bruised?
Bruiser.
Okay, yes.
His name was Porter.
Do you see his hair?
They keep showing me the headshots. I haven't, I can't, hold on. Let me just go to Google Images because you got me.
I just want to know why they do this. Oh, friend.
Okay. Oh, it's on the cover. Oh, okay.
why do they? Bad wig is so bad.
What's so wrong with his waves and his shortcut? I just didn't know why they needed to give him. It's like because he was supposed to play this like troubled person. They're like, give him locks.
I hate that.
Like, they always give them locks if they're a troubled youth.
Why didn't anybody send a note? You know what I'm saying? Like, that should have never made it to the final cut. Like, yeah. Like,
yeah, show Dustin. Look at
they got this motherfucker looking like Maxine Shaw, attorney at law and shit. The fuck out of here. How you got,
those
how
of
he
you
got,
watching why on Patreon,
why the locks
did
got layers?
That?
Why he got layers cut in the locks? Feather locks. That's how Janet Jackson hair used to look when she had that first album. Remember when she had the first little feathers, the shortcut? That's how them locks is cut. And look at them blowing in the wind. Blowing in the wind. My tears dry on their own ass. Oh
my God. Wait, Asante, that. Show Michonne, please.
Oh, God.
In motion.
Oh, God. That wig. I'm mad. I remember that.
It looked like it's got a little microphone right here for the stage.
The Madea mic.
A hairline mic for the stage.
Friend, this first picture, because I didn't know her character was pregnant, is killing me.
Show it.
Okay, she got a bandana on in this one, but it's just crazy that.
Why they got her in this blame it on the rain ass dread? Why they got her Tracy Chapman fast car, but look like the car in the shop? Oh my God, look at why. Well, that one don't look so bad. That one didn't look too bad.
I just don't get it. No,
oh, they always give her a rap because because
they don't want you to see.
They always look. It's a everyone. Look, it's always. She might be killing some zombies.
She let that ride as much ass as she was whooping in Black Panther like that.
Oh,
I just don't get. Oh no, not the shaved side. And why they flip it over like that?
Oh God, I could do this.
This is what I'm saying. Like I don't understand.
It's just so unnecessary.
Someone needs to figure out the lock technology for movies.
Yeah.
Someone needs to just,
That was great. That was amazing.
That was, I think on that note.
I want another.
Oh, but we didn't finish with Patreon.
Yes.
So I was thinking maybe we put a pin in the movies just because since Love is Blind is happening right now. We'd be able to get.
Can we just do like two episodes? Can we do like an episode of them before the pods, them after they got together, and then the weddings? And
you know what? It's what is it? 12 episodes? Is it 10, 12?
Let me see. Cause they just.
We don't. Doesn't you look like Dean when he saw Giselle?
Yeah, 12 episodes.
Okay, look, listen, we won't do the 12 like we normally do where it's a recap per episode. We can do it the way it's released in the chunks. So that's 4 weeks. Just 4 weeks. Dustin is struggling with these love shows. But Perfect Match was fun, you have to admit.
No, it wasn't fun for me.
The shaky voice just did it. Only 4 weeks, and I promise I'm gonna cut it into four, and then we'll do the 90s movies. So that way we have the next like 7 weeks of the Patreon binge planned.
You know, one of the, according to the Bible, if you believe in the B-I-B-L-E, because that's the book for me. If you believe in that, one of the fruitages of the spirit is being long-suffering. And so if I must.
Fruitages.
Fruitages of the spirit is being long-suffering. And so if I have to add 4 weeks to my peril, my toiling, as a view, I will do that.
You know what? Let's name this week's episode Fruitages
of the Spirit. Of the Spirit.
Oh.
Cue that I Ain't No Ways Tired song.
Right, okay. God damn,
With that being said,
Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast.
Yes, Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast. Come hang with us. We've been having fun on there. Asante's been hanging out with Mandy and shooting at Full Court Studios and playing games on there, which has been super cute. Dustin's giving you the pop culture rundown every week. And then I've been having my woo-woo conversations with some of your internet faves every month. So it's a little bit of something for everybody. And then we have the binge. You need to
talk to the people at Netflix about these shows, because I can't,
Love is Blind is good, Dustin. Season 4, trust me, we're about to have fun. You have said
that about so many of these shows.
It was just perfect match.
That started out good.
Love is
by the time I get to the
end. But by week 12, you were just done.
I am literally embattled by the time we finish this show.
At least it'll only be the 4 weeks.
Again, peril. No. By death,
and then we'll take a break from the love shows. Beef is actually good. I'm curious if y'all watch it.
I started it. I need to finish it.
What your thoughts are. Okay. I low key, I'm sad that it came out now, because it would have been such a perfect tie-in to our anger episode. The whole show is about anger. I know. I was like, just missed it by 2 weeks. But
I started it and then I stopped. And now I've started Breaking Bad, because I never actually watched it from the beginning. So,
Breaking Bad is classic.
It is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I want to watch Succession.
Yeah, I need to start
Succession
that too.
And Snowfall. Fire. I haven't watched either one of those shows. I want to watch them both from the beginning.
Both are fire. Snowfall is ending, and this is, I think, one of their best seasons. Mm-hmm. And Succession is ending, and all their seasons have been good. This past episode was mind-blowing. And then another good show is Your Honor, that I think y'all should watch.
Is that the show
on Showtime?
Where everybody, there's an Asian older woman with long hair, and people are like, this bitch, they keep putting her picture up. It's some new show that's out, like a drama. No. And they keep posting.
That's Beef.
Is she from Beef?
Yeah, that's Ali Wong probably.
That's Beef.
She looks like she's like a judge or a lawyer or something. Oh, and she's got
Does she have like a short black bob or long
gray? Her hair is gray and she's wearing glasses. And she's
you're talking about the Night Agent.
The Night Agent. That's the show.
First of all,
I don't know that. Wait, where is that?
Hold on, friend. Yes, it's on Netflix. Friend, do you remember Watchmen?
Yeah, with
Regina King. Smart and Regina King.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember the Asian woman from Watchmen?
The Asian woman.
She was like the one in space or some shit. Remember, she was like like her daughter was her mother or some shit. Like it was some weird, real weird shit.
I can't think of her face.
The grandma was the
name. It was some shit like that. But that was the actress. She's on The Night Agent and she is fucking it up. Like her acting is.
What is The Night Agent?
It's some espionage shit. Like basically some shit happens to this guy and then he ends up going to work for the White House. And basically I don't want to spoil it. Let me just look it up so I can give you the proper, what the fuck it is.
You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's good. I watched it on like 2 days.
They hate the fuck out this lady because people just be posting her picture like, this bitch in all caps.
she ain't in Beef then.
No, that's not her.
That's Ali Wong. Yeah, no. But
the Night Agent, while monitoring an emergency line, an FBI agent answers a call that plunges him into a deadly conspiracy involving a mole at the White House. Let me find her name because she was killing it, honey. I was like, Miss Thing is doing it.
No, I don't know.
I think her name is Hong Chow. Hong Chow.
C-H-A-U.
Oh, and D.B. Woodside, he's in it too. I forgot his ass was in that shit.
Oh, he's fire.
Yeah, it was good. It was my kind of show.
Oh, it's new.
I need to tell my mama to watch it. She would like that too. Oh, real quick, because we're talking about these types of shows, shout out to Jasmine Batchelor. We went to the same high school. She has been on Law & Order SVU, killing it. I thought she was going to be on there for a couple episodes.
That's fire.
She's been on there for like 5 episodes, maybe more. Jasmine, you are the shit. Law & Order is like an acting dream. Usually it was my dream to just have like a walk on rope, but the fact that you are like on that shit is the shit. So shout out to you, sister girl. I'm giving you your flowers because that's what we do. And that's it.
That's some classic shit. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it for this week's episode of The Friend Zone. As always, we love you
one
so much.
One last thing, though. Why did it be calling? Ain't Ice-T wife name? What's her last name?
Coco.
Coco T.
Coco T.
Shouldn't it be T? Why did we call her Coco Austin? I'm like, that's a married woman. Her name should be Coco T.
Is his name Ice-T Austin?
Yeah, his name Ice-T. The daughter, her name's Chanel T, ain't it?
Are they related to Stone Cold then?
Ain't no
ice?
Chanel T.
They're the
T's.
It should be her. The daughter name is Chanel, Coco T, the mama. And Ice T is the daddy. So that's what I understand.
He said they the T's.
They the T's. New. What was the motherfucking name with all the chains on back in the 80s?
Mr. T.
What's the...
I told you that's what my cousins used to call me when I was little because I only had hair in the middle of my head. And when I would run into the living room, they'd be like, Mr. T.
Woo. Stay black and protect your magic.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.